for better or worse. The first four albums, I think, are a delight. And you got to track them down. For some reason, they're just not easily had. I think it's contractual. Don't know. But I love them. Some other rock and stuff there. Start off with Nils Lofgren, the live Back It Up promo album that they finally reissued legitimately. It was one of those things that was handed out to radio stations and quickly got bootlegged. And so most of us have a bootleg that's just not quite pristine sound. But that's nice. From the record plant, I believe. I put it away, I forget what year. 75? Something around there. This guy, Al Kooper, playing keyboards on it, too. Then you heard Tom Petty, a live radio thing. The live, what was it called? The official live leg. Same thing happened. They gave out a few, and it became a much sought-after item. And they did a big box set a few years ago and stuck that in there, which I was really pleased to have a nice, fresh copy of that. And guess who's playing keyboards besides Ben Montench? Al Kooper. He's trying to hang in there with all the young kids, wasn't he? And a great version of Fooled Again from that. And that's just one side. Both those are pretty short albums, you know, 30 minutes or so, 20 minutes, but great ones. Really essential to understand both those artists' careers. They're caught between the rock and the punk thing, and Petty pulled it through. Nils Lofgren sort of got eaten up and never quite nailed it, but man, he was good live, as was Tom Petty. And then what was else there? Oh, Peter Holsapple from the DBs. That's a 70s thing he did that came out of Record Store Day this last year. It's called The Death of Rock. It's him and Alex Chilton. And I think Alex Chilton sings all the songs on the other side. And it was Peter Holsapple's attempt to get signed to Ardent, I think, or something like that. And some of those songs ended up on DBs albums. But it's really good. You'd think it'd just be a ramshackle thing with Alex Chilton, but even the Alex Chilton side is really interesting. There you go, a little bit of history there, and finish up with Humble Pie. Getting to 4 o'clock, and it looks like it's still really hot outside. So I'm going to stop here and tell you, this is KGLT, Bozeman 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA. Bozeman 97.1 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296CF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And hello to our listeners near and far. Got a good call, cheered me up. Apparently somebody got cheered up listening to KGLT. That makes my day too. And to make this all possible, we thank Bridger Brewing, locally crafted brews, artisan style pizza, and fresh salads. Rooftop patio with Bridger Mountain View, open daily at 11:30 a.m. located across from the Brick Breeden Field House on the MSU campus, on the web at Bridger Brewing. .com. Danny Mandel Honda in Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas and used cars and trucks online at DannyMandelHonda.com. And Scissor Bill Saloon providing a privately owned bar offering beer, beef sliders, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village. Open daily 11 a.m. with food served until 10 p.m. Updates and information online at scissorbills.com or on Facebook. I just take a look around to make sure I've got everything set. And I do.
Dear Goblin.
Thank you. like a buzzing fly coming to your life, and I'll float away like honey in the sun. What was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. But darling, now I remember how the sun shone down and how it warmed your pretty smile when all my love was there. You're the one I talk about, you're the one I think about everywhere I go. But sometimes, honey, sometimes, darling, in the morning, oh, I miss you so. That's how I know I've found home. That's how I know I've found home. Just like a buzzing fly, I come into your life, and I float away like honey in the sun. Oh, was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but I now I remember how the sun shone down and how sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so, I miss you so, I miss you so, I miss you so.
stand, 'cause I stumbled and fell to the ground. So hard to lie as I fumbled and reached for the love I found, knowing it was gone.
Neil Young with Buffalo Springfield from their second album, an album that's not unlike the Beatles' White Album. It's every guy doing his own songs with his own crew. There are some Buffalo Springfield songs on there, but a lot of them are session guys, and that's one of Neil Young's standouts. He has two real epics on that. It's, Expecting to Fly, spectacular. Before that, you heard The Byrds, David Crosby, doing Everybody's Been Burned from Younger Than Yesterday. Another one of those incredible tunes from that era. Led Zeppelin fit in there, doing Friends from their third album, 1970 album. Sounding mildly influenced by Tim Buckley, and I know they're big fans of his. Start off with Tim Buckley, a live album that came out a couple years ago, Greetings from West Hollywood. You heard his famous Buzz and Fly, and you can hear it there. And Tim Buckley got heavier. Greetings from LA parody, he sort of rocked it up a lot. And his son Jeff Buckley, the original band was very much like Led Zeppelin, and he bailed on that, but some of that influence came through on his first couple records. Interesting cross-pollinization of stuff, leapfrogging generations. Oh boy, I got more stuff to play, so I'm going to try to move along. I've already got the next set all laid out, so I'm going to tell you this. We're not going to do that one quite yet. I can hold that. How about this?
Montana textile artist Cindy Owens and New Mexico painter Alicia Otis celebrate 40 years of friendship and artistry with an exhibit, With Our Hearts and Hands, Some Glories and Some Threads, at the Elling House in Virginia City, Saturday, July 20th at 5:30 p.m. Owings works out of her hay bale studio in McAllister, Montana, producing imaginative pieces that reflect her world travels and strolls around her garden. Otis lives in Santa Fe, where she works with a variety of mediums, often including the flotsam and jetsam of the New Mexico desert. The Ellinghouse Arts and Humanities Center is located at 404 East Idaho Street in Virginia City. There's more information at 406-843-5507.
Gotta press the button hard. I wanted to play something else here. Where is it? I guess I've lost it. Well, I could play any one of these.
Music on Main, Bozeman's weekly summer street party, continues Thursday, July 18th with Jameson and the Sordid Seeds.
She got misery, I've been there before.
Things get started at 6:30 p.m. with fun activities in the kids' zone, followed by live music from 7 till 8:30. Food vendors will be on site, and some downtown businesses will be open late. Music on Main, Thursday nights through August 15th in downtown Bozeman.
Yeah, I think they dodged rain yesterday. I was downtown and it was raining pretty hard, but it cleared up quick. So I think people probably were able to enjoy themselves. Now I'm going to bring you down, but I'm going to cheer you up. The other day I found some records, a bunch of really good records at the thrift store. And they were cheap. And this was one of them. And I have a copy of this, but it's pretty rare. And it's a great song that should have been a hit. And people know it, but it never was a radio hit. It was a turntable hit in San Francisco at KSN. That's how I learned it. And there's various stories about the song that was recorded in 3 minutes into the session. I don't know. I can't find any history about it. And I've actually played the song live. I played in a band called The Soul Movers. A sort of Australian soul, Memphis soul band, and I asked them if we could play this, and they said yes, sure, and it was fun.
Dead. Hey, sweet baby. packed up under the bed.
That's right.
And drown.
That's right. Have mercy. Have mercy, baby. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. I said, hey, hey, babe. Hey, hey, now. What you trying to do?
Home to you.
That's right. Have mercy, please. Have mercy, baby. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Yeah. Have mercy. Have mercy, baby. Have mercy.
Go and do a go-go!
Bringing it back home. That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from the Going to a Go-Go album. Great hit, Tracks of My Tears. You know, in some ways, all that Motown stuff's been played to death, but when you put it up there, unexpected or in context, still sounds good. It should. They were scientists about making those records. No accidents there. Started off at the 20 minutes ago with Carolyn Sullivan, Dead. I think it's about the only thing she ever did. A great 45. Elvis Costello from Get Happy, the fast version of Clown Time Is Over. And it's not that fast, but there's a really slow downer version that came out in a single that's also on the CD. Yeah. Chris Clark, another Motown artist, doing Head to Toe. I think she only did a couple, three records. And that was the first one. And that's killer. Unfortunately, the original one. If you want one of those original albums, you're going to have to look and pay good money, and just not to be had. But nice CD covers it for me. I'm not that much of a purist. The Rolling Stones doing Don Covey's "Mercy, Mercy" from "Out of Our Heads," and apparently, well, I know for sure it's not a speculation. They played that song a week or so ago for the first time since 1969. They said. And they've been leading up to it. There's some news stories where Keith was saying, are we going to play it? And they did, and they did it really well. But that original recording, I believe done at Chess, is killer. That's how that album opened, and it just blows you away that they could record like that in 1965. It just goes to show that those Chess records were made in really advanced studios. They were not down home, back of the furniture store sort of affairs. They had a pro studio there. And also marking 50th anniversary of losing Brian Jones. He checked out. And shame. Maybe he did everything he was going to do and that was it. Don't know. Zombies covering Smokey Robinson from the Into the Afterlife compilation. You're a BBC version of Going to a Go-Go, or some live version, then finishing up with Smokey himself. 4:44. I guess that tightens up my last set, but that's okay. Have I told you? No, I haven't. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, the local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway Avenue. Open 7 days a week with Follow Your Nose Barbecue right next door. Yeah. Okay. Alex Piandes checked in. He's a friend and a fab DJ. He does a show at WMFO on Thursday nights, Thursday afternoons. And he's a voracious record collector. So if you go listen to his show, you just hear some incredible stuff. Things you never hear otherwise. And we always compare notes, all us DJs. We have a circle of friends that include several DJs. And we all check up on each other. And thanks for Alex checking in. I'm jealous of what he's showing off some recent record buys, and just kills me. We don't have that sort of opportunities here, not being near a big city. When I was in the big city, I don't know how it came up, but my wife said, there's a guy named Furry Lewis. I said, yeah, he's a blues singer. And she had never heard him. I said, I think I have something by him in the collection. And I was digging around the other day, and yes, I do have a Furry Lewis record. This is from 1927, okay?
Don't you wish your good girl was long and tall like mine? Don't you wish your good girl was long and tall like mine? Oh, she ain't good looking, but I plan she takes her time. Then my good girl says she didn't want me no more. Oh, my good girl says she didn't want me no more. But she's on my Daniel, Lord, everywhere I go. Lord, the train I ride is 16 coaches long. Train I ride is 16 coaches long. And she don't hold nothing but chocolate to the bone. Been worried all day long. I'm worried now, been worried all day long. Baby, I won't be worried until the day I'm gone. Lord, if some say yellow, but give my black and brown. Lord, some say yellow, but give my black and brown. When your high brown quit, your black will run you down. I wanna see the girl I'm so crazy about. Wanna see the girl I'm so crazy about. I'd be so glad I sure can't help a shout.
love you a little more. Thank you. if I wear 99 pair of shoes. Walk it on, pretty people. No, I got to lose these blues.
Well, I opened my eyes this morning. I wasn't at home in bed. There were four angels standing around me. I thought I must be dead. Yeah, I opened my eyes this morning.
John Mayall and Steve Angle, Steve Winwood, on organ. Think A Long Night from a great compilation, a really essential compilation from the 60s called Raw Blues. We were discussing recently how hard it was to find blues records in the 60s unless you're a serious collector like John.